Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Alec Murdaugh, he is back in the news because the South Carolina Supreme Court said, yeah, we'll hear your case, and probably rightfully so, quite honestly. Of course, it's going back to the jury tampering allegations against Becky Hill that we saw earlier in the year, where the lower court said, we're going to push this off to an appellate court. It didn't go there. It went to the Supreme Court of South Carolina, and they could end up granting him a new trial, believe it or not. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What's your take on this, where it's going all the way to the highest court in the land?
Well, you and I, Tony, have discussed this case so many times as it was happening, and both of us, this case gave us some pause, right? You have the clerk court who, or the clerk of the court, which has such a strong and significant role during any trial. That is who the jurors see day in and day out. That is who they look up to for direction. They really hold such an important role in the court system. And you remember, they're an elected official. This isn't just, you know, a clerk, like some people might use that word. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that this juror Z, as you'll recall, said that indeed words that she would say, such as watches emotions closely, or watches faces, mm-hmm. facial expression closely. Remember, Tony, that juror said they felt like she had decided Murdaugh was guilty. And I think that had an influence, at least on that juror.
And if it influenced at least one juror, then, yeah, you got to throw the thing out. You got to start over again. I've been saying you got to take Alec Murdaugh out of this equation. Put any case in there. Make it something, you know, frivolous. If there is a juror that felt they were tampered with, or that they were influenced by someone outside that should not have been influencing them, you got to try it again. Unfortunately, it's going to cost the taxpayers millions and millions of dollars to bring Alec Murdaugh back in for a part two.
Well, and you know, I definitely believe the evidence showed that he was guilty of this crime. And the reason, though, I think that the scale tipped in the direction of a guilty verdict was because he took the stand, mm-hmm. and he just fell apart on the stand. It was a hot mess. He could not answer questions regarding that video that was taken. He looked like an absolute liar. You know, the prosecution kept that ace in the hole. They're going to know better this time. He's not going to take the stand. And so I think that that's really going to hurt the prosecution's case if there is another retrial.
Yeah, I do too. Is there any repercussions? Are we going to see more or any repercussions here against Becky Hill at this point? If the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing they likely will, they haven't ruled on it yet, but if they do say yes, Alec Murdaugh gets a new trial, does that open up more floodgates against Becky Hill, either criminally or financially, for her role in essentially, you know, pushing this off the cliff and allowing this to happen like?
Well, Tony, she's facing so many, at least administrative charges already. Mm-hmm. If financially, you know, her book was taken off the shelf. She doesn't have a job anymore. Her credibility, her reputation has just absolutely been trashed. And at the end of the day, she could be the crux of a reason that if found not guilty on this go around, that somebody who committed this crime, at least in many people's views, and including those jurors, you know, why somebody could walk free. I don't think she'll face any criminal charges because I think that's just how she conducted herself. Mm-hmm. I think she said what she wanted, whatever came off the top of her head. And I don't think it was meant to be criminal in nature. I think that's just what she was thinking. I don't expect criminal charges. And Tony, I don't know whether this is going to be reversed or not. I think it's going to be a split decision either way.
Sick of the ads?
Yep. We are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now.
As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to
uncut interviews before everyone else.
Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.